Enough. Fast-paced movement on single-issue bills with broad popular appeal is not a heavy lift. Voters are sick of being told it can't be done. It can. President Trump is outperforming Congress by 10 to 15 points. To succeed in the midterms, Congress needs to spend less time in their districts or with their lobbyists and spend more time on the House floor. Start voting one issue at a time.
For more commentary like this, go to FoxNewsPodcast.com.
All right. Hey, I'll just start yapping at you here. I think this is about the time I'm supposed to be on the airwaves here. But, I heard the Fox News update, but I didn't hear the show open there. Sometimes that'll happen with our automated systems here. But that's all right. We know what time it is. We know it's time to get rolling. How about a little random start for you here this morning? So do you guys remember she was the last Democrat State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Denise Juneau. She was a Superintendent of Public Instruction, and then, of course, Elsie Arntzen became the first Republican in like 30 years plus to become the Republican State Superintendent of Public Instruction, statewide office here in Montana. And then, of course, now we've got Susie Hedlund in the job as well. Denise Juneau, then she ran as a Democrat for Congress, came up short, I believe, against Ryan Zinke there. And then she shipped off to Seattle, and she became a big superintendent back in Seattle. Now she just got appointed to the school board in Missoula. And I just thought it was interesting because this is why it's a random start. I thought about doing a story for our Montana Talks website, but I'm kind of like, you know. But anyway, it's to me, like, here's a great example of where if you are a former Democrat or if you're a Democrat, a former office holder, you get treated one way by the media. But if you're a Republican, you get completely different treatment from the media. So, Denise Juneau, she had apparently multiple DUIs in her past. She basically got booted out of Seattle. She was pushing a critical race theory. She was pushing all this woke stuff in the schools in Seattle. But then the NAACP ended up going after her, basically going after her and saying that she was exacerbating racism back in Seattle. So the NAACP started working to basically push her out. I mean, but anyway, it's, you know, you think about this stuff, a failed campaign for Congress, multiple DUIs in her background. Nice enough lady, don't get me wrong, any, you know, limited interactions I had with her. I don't think she was ever willing to come on shows like this and take phone calls from voters or anything. But you know, multiple DUIs in her background. She basically got booted out of the Seattle public schools and was criticized by the NAACP for exacerbating racism. But, you know, when multiple news outlets did a story about her getting appointed to the liberal school board in Missoula, do you think any of that stuff was brought up? Of course not. Of course not. That's because, of course, there always is a double standard for the way they treat Republicans versus the way they treat Democrats. All right, back after this, we got phone lines open and more.
Please welcome Marta Moreno. And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Put your phone away. D&D, that means do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My mom is...
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, what should we get to today? What should we talk about today? I've got way too much ready to talk about here this morning, so this is where... your feedback, your guidance comes in very helpful. If you want to call in on the show, 406-294-0970. Now that we're back in studio after our Montana Farm Bureau convention coverage yesterday, I do have some more highlights from the convention that I'll get to later this morning. I'll probably save that for the 9 o'clock hour of the show for our statewide audience, especially out there in, you know, some great farm and ranch country. So we got more highlights from the Farm Bureau coverage. But one thing that we were going to share, I think either yesterday or the day before, Montana's Eastern District Congressman Troy Downing was on Mornings with Maria on Fox Business. And, of course, we are your Fox affiliate here on 970 KBUL Billings, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 1340 KPRK Livingston, and 1370 KXTL. But yeah, Congressman Troy Downing from the Eastern Congressional District was on Mornings with Maria on Fox Business covering a whole host of different topics. Let's listen in.
Joining me now is Montana Congressman Troy Downing, a member of the House Financial Services Committee. Congressman, your thoughts on what the Secretary told us yesterday and the administration's efforts to rein in costs. He said this will be felt by Americans by the first or second quarter next year.
Right. Maria, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Yes, I think that the Secretary was on point on a lot of that. Obviously, this last 43 days has been horrible for the American people, horrible for this country. And the sad part about it, it was 100% about politics. It was not about policy. It was not about actually getting anything done. It was, as many of the Democrats said, they saw that as their one wedge, their one way of getting something, you know, through without actually going through regular order. They tried to hold the American people hostage. And I too am very happy that we had those Democrats that were brave enough to say this is just not right, let's reopen the government. My concern, as the Secretary said, is that we have, you know, version two of this at the end of January. You know, I assume that 90% of this is going to be fairly easy, getting these appropriations bills through, but that last 10% may be the hard part. We need to really think hard and strong what we do if we can't get to consensus and actually get these things passed with 60 votes in the Senate.
You know, well, I think
go ahead.
What do you do?
Well, I think that the one hard one, the one big topic that, you know, the Democrats have already brought up is the Affordable Care Act. And as we've seen, it's collapsing under its own weight. It needs reform. We need to have these decisions. But I think that the Republicans are not willing to simply write a blank check from the federal government to hide the fact that it's failing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the relief on beef products is a real focus now, coming as prices hit new record highs. I want to get your take on this, because we spoke with the CEO of Omaha Steaks last week. Nate Rempe was on this program on Friday, and he said that these costs are likely to keep on climbing. Listen to this.
So we are headed for what I'm calling, Maria, the $10 a pound reality. By third quarter of 26, families are going to see $10 a pound ground beef in the grocery store. So we're in for a bit of a haul here. I don't believe we'll see price come down in any meaningful way until sometime in 2027.
Wow. Walk us through the issue here. I know this has a lot more to do with the actual supply of cattle. You visited Montana ranchers to advocate for U.S. beef producers. Your thoughts on $10 a pound beef by the third quarter of next year.
Yeah, obviously we've got a real problem with prices at the grocery store. The president's concerned about that. We're all concerned about that because at the end of the day, you know, that is a quality of life. That's families just trying to put food on the table. And one of my concerns coming from a beef producing state is that we get beef prices high enough that folks start looking for alternative proteins, which would be bad for my district. But one of the issues that got us here is we've just seen a dwindling size of the herd in the United States. We've seen that start to shrink back for a number of reasons. In Montana, it went from about 2.5 million head around COVID to about 2.1 million head. And we've seen a lot of, you know, shrinking of the herd in the Southwest due to drought and other, a bunch of other factors. And so the long term, we need to start regrowing the herd. We need to really be focused on regrowing that American herd.
All right, there you go. So that was Congressman Troy Downing. Yeah, covering a range of topics. I was glad to finally get a chance to listen to that one myself as well after being on the road yesterday. Yeah, regrowing the herd, rebuilding the herd. That was a significant part of our conversations yesterday at the Montana Farm Bureau Convention. That's one of the challenges is, you know, hey, it's a great time to sell right now with prices as high as they are. And especially with the calves looking as good as they've been looking. We heard that from Russell Nimitz. We heard it from Casey Mott, the vice president of the Montana Farm Bureau. And we also heard it from Gene Curry, a rancher out of Valier, Montana, yesterday. In fact, I think some of the audio that we had with Gene Curry yesterday, I don't even think we got that on the air yet. So that's one of the highlights that I'll have for you here later today. But the challenge is okay, you know, as you try to rebuild your herd, okay, it's great when you're ready to sell with those higher prices, but if you're trying to rebuild your herd, you're having to buy at those high prices as well. So how do we rebuild in the meantime? All right, let's see, 406-294-0970 is the number for you, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. One of our listeners on X sent me a very interesting story. Let's see, who was this? Who did this come from here? I think I reposted it, so that should make it easier to find. Oh, yeah, Scott C. at Scott C. 20012. I've seen some great information from him before. But this is a very interesting story. It's a story about a Belgrade woman who was arrested for stealing $4,000 from a grocery store or from several grocery stores. But what's really interesting about the story is how Montana went soft on crime, and now finally we're going tough on crime again, and it's catching shoplifters by surprise.
This is House Call for Health. Today is the Great American Smokeout, and the American Cancer Society hopes it'll be a day to begin a journey toward a smoke-free life. The organization says smoking rates have been declining for years, but it still remains the most preventable cause of serious illness and death. Some stats they highlight: smoking and exposure to secondhand smoke cause more than 480,000 deaths in the U.S. every year. Smoking cigarettes increases the risk of at least 12 different cancers. Cigarette smoking causes about 3 of every 10 cancer deaths. That number is higher in parts of the South and Appalachia. So how do you quit? The organization says for most people, it's a combination of medicine, a method to change personal habits, and emotional support. You can get more information on the benefits of stopping cigarette smoking and resources at cancer.org. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. If control of the House boils down to a seat or two, Democrats may rue the day that Maine Democrat Jared Golden announced his retirement. Golden is one of the most moderate Democrats in the House. He faced both a primary challenge from his left and a strong challenge from former Republican Maine Governor Paul LePage in the state's 2nd District. In an op-ed, Golden said, quote, "I have grown tired of the increasing incivility and plain nastiness that are now common for some elements of our American community, behavior that too often our political leaders exhibit themselves." Golden's unexpected withdrawal from the race buoys the campaign of Matt Dunlap. Dunlap attacked Golden from the left, accusing the four-term lawmaker of voting too often with Republicans. Golden said he was motivated to step away from public life in part due to the rise in political violence around the country. He pointed to the killing of Charlie Kirk, the attempted assassinations of President Trump, the attack on Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, and the killing of Minnesota State Legislator Melissa Hortman. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
I'm Michelle Polino on Netflix. The Carmen Family Deaths, a true crime documentary, opening with the dramatic 2016 rescue at sea of Nathan Carmen, which led to a string of revelations about his mother's disappearance and ultimately his grandfather's murder years before.
I'm a private investigator.
Also on the streamer, season two of A Man on the Inside, the comedy series from Parks and Recreation vet Mike Schur stars Ted Danson as a retiree who gets a new gig as an undercover investigator. In this season, he infiltrates a liberal arts school. And the great British baking show Holidays, the iconic UK reality competition series, returns with its eighth holiday special. On Peacock, High Horse, The Black Cowboy, a three-part documentary about the history and legacy of black cowboys and their influence on American culture. And season 11 of Southern Charm, the Bravo reality series, revolving around the lives of socialites in Charleston, South Carolina. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Yeah, Thursday morning, I'm Wayne Nordblond. Now that both USDA is funded and the 2018 Farm Bill is extended through September, will Congress work to pass a Farm Bill in 2026? Cam Quarles, CEO of the National Potato Council, weighs in.
I think the leaders of both the House and Senate Ag Committees really recognize the imperative of getting a Farm Bill done. The farm policy we're operating under right now was written in 2017 and 2018, and the world has just changed a lot in these intervening years. We really need an update, not just to take care of the agriculture that we see right in front of our faces, but also what we anticipate 5 years down the line. We owe it to producers to provide them with that level of certainty and also just kind of thoughtfully figure out where it is such a fundamental, really a national security issue like our food supply. How do we take care of that for, you know, the coming half a decade?
Will the midterm elections have any impact on the bill?
It's not impossible to do a farm bill in an election year, and a number of them have been done in election year. So I don't think that's a huge hurdle. Certainly for folks who come from agriculture-heavy states, and there are a few Senate seats up in agriculture-heavy states, having a farm bill to point to as a success would be quite helpful for those sitting members who are running for re-election again.
That was Cam Quarles with the National Potato Council.
Come join us at the Stevenson Angus 65th Annual Production Sale, home of the longest established annual bull sale in America. 270 Angus bull sale on Tuesday, December 2nd. The offering features a tremendous selection of age-advantaged and younger bulls. The sale is broadcast live, online, with Live Ag, Frontier, and CCI at the ranch near Hobson, Montana. For additional information, visit our website at StevensonAngus.com.
So whether you're a new homeowner or starting your business, you can rely on Mountain West Farm Bureau Insurance Company to help you cover what matters most. Mountain West is a multi-line insurance company serving the needs of individuals, families, and businesses throughout Montana and Wyoming for over 75 years. Their mission is to provide financial peace of mind for customers with competitive quality products and services, including farm and ranch insurance, auto insurance, and investments. Their agents are your neighbors. For details, visit mfbf.org/benefits.
KC, Wyoming is the place to be November 20th for Largent & Sons Desert Mart Prime Fuel Sale. 77 coming to and 15 fall yearling bulls sell, along with 8 outstanding fall wean bull calves. Bred for dependability, explosive athleticism, and incredible outcross potential. This set of bulls will bring power-stacked and proven genetic potential to your herd. Lunch at noon, sale at 1 at the ranch near KC, with online bidding through the livestock link. More information at largentandsons.com.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it's taking a new look at the herbicide paraquat after receiving fresh data from Syngenta showing the product may volatilize or turn into vapor more than previously thought. The agency says the new vapor pressure study raises uncertainty about how far paraquat vapors could travel from treated fields, potentially affecting workers and nearby residents. EPA is now requiring all paraquat manufacturers to submit additional data. Once reviewed, the agency will update its risk assessment, including endangered species and endocrine evaluations, before making any final registration decisions. In a related story, the U.S. Supreme Court has denied Syngenta's request to review lawsuits claiming paraquat contributes to Parkinson's disease, and the company is facing thousands of cases and lawsuits from across the nation. I'm Lane Nordland, Western Ag Network.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this was a very interesting story that Scott C. shared with me on X. He said, hey, Aaron, have you seen this one yet? And no, I hadn't seen that one yet. So that's why I always appreciate it when you send us messages. You send us messages on the Montana Talks app, messages on X, call into the show, etc. We can do all the show prep in the world, and we will always learn something new because we got so many great listeners and followers on X. You name it, x.com/Aaron Flint if you want to send me something there. Let's see, right into the phone lines we go. Before I get to the story that Scott C. shared with us, let's jump right into the phone lines because we love hearing from you. Mike in Big Timber, what's going on? Good to hear from you this morning. Did we lose him? He may not still be there. Okay, I know that was a bit of a lengthy break. All right, I'm not hearing Mike in Big Timber. Mike, give us a call back. I know that you called in just as we were heading into the break there, the extended break with the Farm and Ranch news and everything. So give us a call back if you want to be on the show. I do know when he talked with our guest producer, Finley Warden, who's filling in this morning, he wanted to say something about Saudi Arabia. And of course, if you guys haven't been paying too much attention to the news, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia was in the Oval Office earlier this week with President Trump. And I think the big storyline was what we thought was going to be a $500 billion investment into the United States has now turned into even more.
Oh, it was a magnificent evening, Sean, a magnificent day. Look, this comes fresh off the heels of President Trump brokering a peace deal that nobody thought was possible between Israel and Gaza, securing the release of all remaining living hostages, as well as returning now almost all of the remains of those tragically lost. This was about securing a future of security and peace for the region and for the world. And today, President Trump continued in historic fashion the process he began in 2017 of uniting the world against extremism, against terrorism, against instability, against violence, and forming partnerships around prosperity, investment, peace, cooperation, and against radicalism. And so as part of today, so when President Trump was in the Middle East recently in Saudi Arabia, he brought $600 billion of investment home. Today, the kingdom raised that amount to $1 trillion.
Saudi Arabia is going to invest in. I'm not so sure it costs that much to buy the F-35s that they want, which is I'm totally against them receiving the Navy's frontline fighter. But can you tell me what this money is going to, what they're going to invest in? Are they going to buy American businesses? Are they going to pay reparation for 9/11? What is it? I don't get it. Can you tell me?
You know, I was listening to somebody, I think it's while I was driving either to or from the Farm Bureau convention, and somebody actually asked the president that question. They said, hey, okay, so we hear this, or maybe it was on Fox News or something. They said, we hear this number of $600 billion, $1 trillion. Well, what does that actually look like when it comes to that investment? I know one of the big ones was there was a CEO that they manufacture. What the heck was it? Oh, shoot. I'll bet if I look through our audio files over the last 2 or 3 days, we probably had a clip, a soundbite ready to go that details some of it. But I know one of the big investments was an American firm that builds some sort of like energy, you know, generators or something, you know, large industrial sized generators, if I remember right, something to that capacity. But I was trying to look for more of a breakdown. And oh, yeah, turbine production. That's what it is. Vernova's $750 million expansion in U.S. turbine production, I think, is one of them. I had to go to Grok here real quick to try to see if Grok could direct me to some specific answers here. But it's a good question, but a $1 trillion investment. Who else broke this down? I think I have another soundbite here where somebody broke down a little bit more on what these investments mean and how little investment Joe Biden brought into America while he was president as well. Mike, your thoughts?
Well, are these wind turbines? Are they power turbines for that generate power? engine turbines that are on ships, that are on aircraft. I just don't understand what the investment, what are they investing? Are they buying? Are they buying it? Are they going to, are we going to produce these products and send them to Saudi Arabia?
For the turbines in particular. Yeah, for the turbines in particular, as I understand it, that's why the American CEO who was in the Oval Office with the Crown Prince and the President, his company here in America is building these turbines, and I'm not sure what specifically kind of turbines they are. Maybe one of our listeners can message us on the app and let us know. But yeah, we're making those in America, and the Saudis are purchasing them. They are buying them, so that's supporting American manufacturing with that particular deal in particular. But I'll look at my files here during the break here, because I could have sworn I saw something on X. We might have snagged it over the past couple of days, but given our busy coverage from the Farm Bureau, I just didn't get a chance to get to it. But, hey, great question. Mike, thanks for calling in. Quick break here on Montana Talks. If you've got the answer to Mike's question, send us a message on the app right now, the Montana Talks app. Download it if you don't have it already.
With Montana Harvest.
Pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey.
Hey, we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, though, may I ask if there are any unlocked guns in your home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Awesome.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, let's see. It looks like our producer here this morning, Finley Warden, found a good summary for us here during the break. He says the Saudi investments in the United States were $100 billion for defense and aerospace. I'm assuming that includes those F-35s that Mike mentioned, $30 billion for energy, $100 billion for AI technology, and then $800 billion when it comes to infrastructure and real estate. I wonder what kind of real estate there. Let's go to this Reuters piece here. United States secures $1 trillion Saudi spending commitments spanning nuclear energy to F-35s. President Trump's welcome of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to Washington this week. $600 billion. Let's see if we get to the rundown. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia signed a nuclear cooperation pact. This is, of course, for nuclear energy, laying the groundwork for, well, not only for nuclear energy, but also when it comes to peace and peace deals as well. Let me see if Reuters can just get to the meat of the subject here. Let's see. Saudi Aramco signed 17 MOUs with U.S. companies carrying a potential value of more than $30 billion. Saudi Aramco is the big Saudi oil company, of course. I'll see if Reuters has some more numbers. Get to it. Get to it here. All this other fluff. Give us the deal. F-35 fighter jets, American tanks. The Saudis had agreed to purchase 300 American tanks. So that's one number in particular. Let's see if this Fox News story has a little bit more details. I'll scan through it here really fast. It looks like it's all just mainly hitting the high points here. But anyway, thanks for the question. Yeah, I wish I had more details for you. But, man, I've been on the road covering some other topics, so I didn't get a chance to do a deep dive on that one yet here. The one guy, that the clip I was thinking of where somebody was talking about comparing the total dollar number of investments into the United States. You know, it seems like, you know, all we've heard out of both political parties by and large over the last few decades is the money that we're giving to other countries. But now that Donald Trump is back in the White House, we're hearing about all the money that other countries are putting into the U.S. And it was Texas Senator Ted Cruz. I don't know if he was on with Hannity. I was just trying to find the first part of the clip. I was actually recording this audio with Texas Senator Ted Cruz. I think he was on Hannity's program, or maybe he was on with Waters. But the first part of the segment, they were talking about the Saudi investments. And I thought, I won't record that part. I'll get to this other part. and I should have kept it, because it would have tied in perfectly with Mike's phone call there. But basically, Ted Cruz was comparing how much investment Donald Trump is bringing into the United States and how little Joe Biden brought in. I mean, it was like a paltry number. It was absolutely nothing in terms of what Joe Biden brought into the United States of America. And of course, unless, of course, you're talking about the number of illegal aliens that Joe Biden brought into America. And then you're talking about a much different number here. But the part of the Ted Cruz segment that I did save was this one. So I think it was yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, we had Tim in Savage kind of sidekick with me for the 6 o'clock hour of the program while I was in Missoula for the Farm Bureau Convention. And we were talking about these crazy Democrats basically calling for an insurrection against America. And man, I've got a whole bunch of coverage on this topic, by the way, for you here this morning. But basically, you had these Democrats in Congress, or these Democrat officials who served in the military or served in a national security job like at the CIA. And these nut jobs are openly calling on currently serving personnel in the United States military or the national security apparatus, our intelligence agencies, to openly defy the commander-in-chief. And this is absolutely insane. Here is what Texas Senator Ted Cruz had to say about it.
Look, Democrats, unfortunately, their base within the government is the deep state. It is left-wing partisans who in the first Trump administration openly waged war with the president, and that's Democrats calling on the armed services to fight against President Trump, the CIA to fight against President Trump. And by the way, you know what? None of them were worried about illegal orders when Joe Biden fired about 10,000 active duty servicemen and women because they declined to get the COVID vaccine. None of the Democrats were worried about illegal orders when Joe Biden fired FBI agents and Border Patrol agents and prosecutors because they declined to get the COVID vaccine. By the way, none of them were worried about illegal orders when Joe Biden pretended to give away $1 trillion of federal government money claiming to forgive student loans. By the way, the Supreme Court threw that out, said the president has no authority to do that. Supreme Court also threw out Biden's illegal vaccine mandates. And yet the Democrats didn't care about rule of law then. Now they're mad because President Trump is succeeding. They're mad because the border is secured. They're mad because peace is breaking out worldwide. They're mad because the enemies of America are losing. And today's Democrats in Congress, they're just a party of anger and hate. They hate Donald J. Trump, and you see it in every one of their extreme positions.
Yeah, I don't know if it's treason, but it smells like it. Good to talk to you, Senator. Thank you so much.
All right, I've got a lot more coverage on that topic. I loved what Greg Gutfeld had to say about the Democrats' insurrection military intelligence video. But what a great point that Ted Cruz made there about that this is who the base of the Democrat, but this is one other angle of the base of the Democrat Party, is deep state operatives. This is the heroes of their party, the deep state operatives who abuse their positions of power in our federal government. This is one of the most anti-American things they could do, which is abuse a position of power in our government to use the government of the United States of America and weaponize it against the people of the United States of America. And look at how they're weaponizing it to help people that are not even citizens of the United States of America. This is one of the worst things you could do in a country like this, is abuse your position of power in government against the American people. And that's exactly what these Democrats are calling on currently serving military or intelligence community personnel to do. All right, before I talk more about that storyline, though, here, let's go back to what Mike in Big Timber was asking about the Saudi Arabia investments into the United States of America, because I have another clip here that I forgot. I knew I had something else in my stack of stuff here. This is Larry Kudlow, of course, from Fox Business. He was on with Jesse Waters last night talking about these investments into the United States. I don't know if he goes into that much more detail, but let's see what he's got.
America won. Larry Kudlow, host of Kudlow. All right, Larry, so we have the president doing a lot of deals overseas. Is it working?
There is so much money coming into this country right now. It is, you've never seen anything like it. And he just got another $1 trillion from the Saudis, from MBS. I don't know what the exact number is. He'll say 20 trillion. I'll say, fine, you want 20 trillion. His website says 9.5 trillion. It doesn't matter. The Biden years had virtually nothing. I think it was a trillion or less. Trump is saying, we're open for business. Invest here, produce here. You can make money here. This is the greatest country in the world once again. This is the hottest country in the world. There's a reason that an MBS comes here and is throwing money at it. He doesn't have to do that. And he has a checkered past with American presidents down through the years. All these, look, they're making deals, this trade, reciprocal trade. They're making deals in South Korea. They're making deals in Japan. They're making deals in Vietnam. They're making deals in the European Union. These are places we could never make deals with before.
Now,
why
not,
are they doing that?
Not
because of Trump. That's right. Why they're doing that.
No one else has done it like this. Now, not to get political, Larry, but are these deals going to hit and boost wages and jobs soon enough before the midterms?
You know, the answer to that is yes, because remember, one big beautiful bill created a lot of incentives. All right, you build a new factory. Trump loves factories. You want to understand his trade policy? It's all about factories. He loves to build factories. Machinery, equipment, small businesses. Beginning of the year, about $200 billion is going to go to consumers, overtime pay, tax-free tips, seniors, car loans, probably $3,000 a family.
All right, anyway, yeah, there we go. So, again, not too many specifics on the Saudi investments in particular, but we hit the high points, though, earlier, thanks to the information that Finley shared. But there you go. In fact, I just got a message right before Larry Kudlow said the same thing. I just got a message from one of our listeners, Scott in Billings, who said, yeah, Biden, took credit for bringing in about $1 trillion of investments into the United States. I mean, Donald Trump is getting that from one country alone, as Kudlow just pointed out there. So, yeah, Scott, thanks for the message. By the way, Scott is the one who led me to the Unleash Prosperity Hotline. Scott, did you see the latest Unleash Prosperity Hotline and what it said about China and the climate change head fake and then the healthcare quote? Some really good stuff. Let's start there next.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All these Democrats, they are actually on tape and they are telling people in the intelligence community. They're telling people that are in our military not to obey unlawful orders, illegal orders of the president. Problem is they don't identify what the hell they're talking about because I don't think they can, and I don't think they have any intention to do so. But there's such great damage and danger in what it is that they are saying in this tape. It's almost like a subversion. It's almost like they're calling for insurrection among our intelligence community and people in our armed forces.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, and all the time I have been telling you about Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, I can honestly say I've never seen an offer like this before. Listen to this. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data with a 30-gig hotspot for just $29.95 a month for life. Friends, this is Pure Talk's top-tier plan. Normally $65 a month. Now, through December the 7th, just $29.95 a month, and you're saving over 50% a month every month for life. Now, remember, you get the same cell towers, same 5G network. #250, keyword, save now, do it now, the best offer you will ever get on cell service. #250, keyword, save now,
from Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, America's wireless company.
Taxes and fees not included. Some restrictions apply. See puretalk.com for details. Offer ends 12/7/25.
Securing America.
The Coast Guard honoring the crew of the Cutter Stone Wednesday for a recent series of interdictions which resulted in the seizure of tens of thousands of pounds of cocaine worth over $360 million. Coast Guard Vice Admiral Nathan Moore.
It represents a tangible victory in our ongoing fight against transnational criminal organizations and narco-terrorism.
The Vice Admiral says the Coast Guard intercepted over 500,000 pounds of cocaine in fiscal year 2025.
That amount equates to approximately 193 million potential lethal doses.
DEA Administrator Terrence Cole says efforts like this save lives.
This is how we protect our country against these designated terrorist organizations.
Vice Admiral Morris says the message to the cartels is simple.
We own the sea, not you.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Thank you for...
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I better save this Unleash Prosperity hotline. Great couple of stories, great couple of updates. Oh, I'm going to save that for the 7 o'clock hour, if you don't mind, Scott, because I was actually wanting to get David Noble's take on both of these stories anyway. So we'll get David Noble's take on that and more coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, plus some woke updates of the week. You can count on that. I got to get to this Belgrade story here real fast. I mentioned it about a half an hour ago and still hadn't gotten to it yet. Woman arrested for stealing $4,000 of groceries. A Belgrade woman was arrested last weekend. This is from KBZK.com. She's accused of stealing more than $4,000 worth of goods from the Albertsons in Belgrade over the course of more than 40 separate incidents. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Brad Griffin, who is the president of the Montana Retail Association, he said that back in 2017, the Montana legislature passed House Bill 133. Now, keep in mind, there was a Republican majority in the Montana legislature back in 2017. You had a Democrat governor, but you had a Republican majority. When the Montana legislature passed House Bill 133, it significantly reduced penalties for misdemeanor theft. So what happened? Of course, shoplifting increased. House Bill 133 eliminated jail time and allowed fines of up to $500 for first-time offenders. So again, what happened? They went softer on crime, and crime went up in a big way. Look, this is the reason why I think it's important to highlight this story is John Jackson and I have talked about this several times now. There are some conservatives out there who wrongly think that we can get off cheap when it comes to corrections, that we can get off cheap when it comes to jailing criminals. They think, oh, well, we'll save government money if we don't put so many people in prison and we don't put many people in jail. No, and then what you do is you put the cost on the community because the community has to suffer under more crime. And the price of goods goes up because theft also impacts, the inflation of the price of products as well. And so anyway, thankfully now, though, the Montana legislature with a Republican governor and still a Republican majority, though, apparently corrected this whole thing because basically under the previous bill, you could have shoplifters steal up to $1,500,000 without facing any jail time. Could you imagine if that was your store or your shop? And people can just come in and shoplift and steal from you whenever the heck they want. Or here you are going to the grocery store, paying for your own freaking groceries. And you got people just stealing stuff and getting away with it. While you go to work to pay for everything, they just go in and steal and they got away with it. Well, thankfully, a few months ago, Senate Bill 19 became law. Now criminals can expect up to 6 months in jail or a fine of $1,500 for their first and second offenses. And this is the funny part, if you ask me. Brad Griffin, the president of the Montana Retail Association, told KBZK Television, "I think it has come as a big surprise to a lot of habitual criminals who never expected that." So these habitual criminals have been stealing and stealing and stealing, shoplifting and shoplifting and shoplifting, and they got away with it. They got away with it. And now all of a sudden they're like, "Oh, wait, what? What? You mean I can actually be, you know, thrown in jail or face a big financial penalty for shoplifting?" See, they were allowed to get away with it for so long, and now they're getting caught by surprise. Keep catching them and keep catching them by surprise. Man, that just drives me nuts. Hey, we got about 30 seconds to go, and we'll talk more with Finley Warden in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Finley, what's your quick take on the Saudi investment story?
Hey, Aaron, can you hear me?
Oh, he may not have his mic ready yet to go. That's okay. All right. Well, we'll hear his take. Most likely, we'll hear his take in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, since we're just about out of time here. Sorry, but I thought I gave him a quick heads up. But,
hey, can you hear me, Aaron?
He's running and gunning, running the show for us back in the studio here this morning. Okay, we should have David Noble, I think, joining us next hour of the program. If not, I've got a woke update of my own for you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.